Meanwhile, just days after Pope Benedict told diplomats the Middle East remains an area of major international concern, Catholic bishops from across Europe and North America are arriving in Jerusalem on Friday for a meeting aimed at supporting and encouraging the Christian community in the Holy Land. The bishops are hosted by local Catholic leaders and will meet with Palestinian and Israeli politicians, as well as visiting Bethlehem University and local parishes to share firsthand in some of the difficulties facing Christians in the region. This year, the five-day meeting will conclude with a final day of talks here in the Vatican to underline the Holy See's support for this annual initiative. Amongst those participating is our very own Philippa Hitchin, who found some time to tell me about the initiative and its aims before setting out for the airport and the Holy Land.
This is the annual meeting that takes place between Catholic bishops from the Holy Land and other Catholic leaders from Ireland, England, France, Switzerland, Spain, the United States and Canada. Basically, it started up a number of years ago in response to a request from the bishops in the Holy Land for support from the international community and particularly from the Church in the particularly difficult situation that they're living there. As you know, numbers of Christians constantly decreasing, people seeking to emigrate whenever they can because of previously the violence, the very difficult economic situation. And so this is an effort by bishops from Europe and North America to really stand in solidarity and show their support for the Christian community there.
Now, you're not new to this pilgrimage. It's kind of a pilgrimage.
It is a pilgrimage. It's very much a pilgrimage. And it's also designed very much to encourage other people to come on pilgrimage to the region. That's one of the main aims of the group, is to encourage these Catholic leaders to go home to their own countries and say, this is a wonderful place. It's an essential place, really, for any Christian to visit at some point in their life if they can. And it's very much part of the duty of the people who take part of this pilgrimage to encourage others to go on a pilgrimage of their own and to see these places firsthand. However much you may read your Bible and read about these places, there is nothing that compares to standing at some of these sites in Bethlehem, in Jerusalem, in Nazareth, and seeing firsthand where the events of our Lord's life took place 2,000 years ago.
What happens during this trip? What kind of events do you take part in?
The program varies each year. As I said, last year we went up to Nazareth. We spent some time around the Lake of Galilee, talking to people there in the north of Israel, Christian communities based there. This year we're staying largely in Jerusalem, but there will be parish visits. One of the central parts of this program each year on the Sunday is to go and to be part of the life of the local churches on a normal Sunday morning. So going to the Mass, sharing in drinks and maybe lunch with the local people after Sunday Mass, to actually try and listen to them, to try and understand the problems that they're dealing with in this very difficult situation, to encourage them in this crucial role of being in some way an agent of reconciliation between their Jewish and Muslim neighbours. And so on Sunday this year, we're going to be going to different parishes, Bethlehem, Nablus, Rafidia, Jenin, Zabadeh, so a number of different local parishes, and it'll be the different bishops will be going to the different places to talk to the local people there.
So who is it exactly? It's the bishops, yourself, you're invited as a journalist, I imagine.
Vatican Radio has observer status there, and there are a number of other organisations. Caritas is normally there as an observer. The Holy Land Ecumenical Foundation is there as an observer. Pax Christi is there. There are a number of other people, anybody really working to try and support this work of the local Christian communities for justice, for peace, for reconciliation is encouraged to support this coordination team.
And other than participate in the Sunday parish gathering, what other activities do you engage in?
There's always an attempt to meet with Palestinian and Israeli leaders. Now, ideally, each year they try and meet with the Israeli Prime Minister. Ehud Olmert is ideally going to be meeting with the team. At the end of the day, that has to be confirmed at the very last moment. It may be his deputy. Last year it was the former foreign minister, but they do try and meet with whoever is the leading Israeli politician. Also with the Palestinian Prime Minister. Again, these things are confirmed at the very last moment only, but there will be high high-level meetings of that kind with political leaders. The other part of it is always meetings with as many of the local church leaders as is possible. So from the different denominations there, of course, you know, there are many different Greek Melkite, the Roman Catholic, and so on. And it's an attempt to try and understand the very complex picture which makes up the church there in the Holy Land, these many different groups working together as part of the universal church.
But Philippa, you have a family. Aren't you worried about going into such a volatile region?
No, because Jerusalem, as I say, itself is a very safe place. And that's the message that, again, these church leaders are taking back home with them. It is very safe to go on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. It's a little more difficult going through to Bethlehem. You have to go through this very disturbing experience of crossing the wall, the security barrier, whatever you like to call it, between Jerusalem into the West Bank there. That is very difficult, and it brings home to you the conflict that's been raging there in the region for so long. It also emphasizes very much to me the need to really be part of this effort to try and promote reconciliation, to try and encourage the two sides, the political and the religious, whoever can help promote some kind of lasting solution there. Last year we went to Gaza. That was the only place, I have to say, where you really felt there was a certain security problem. We were surrounded by guards with machine guns the whole time. You had a sense, perhaps, of the violence there in Gaza, but nowhere else in the Holy Land at all, at any time, did I ever feel there was any risk to my personal security, no.
Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool is Vice President of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales and one of the organisers of this Holy Land coordination meeting. Just before leaving for Jerusalem, he told Philippa more about the aims of this year's encounter.
As always, it's to accompany the churches in the Holy Land as they seek never to be silent in the face of any injustice, but also as they seek to be also those who reconcile wherever they can. So it's a double journey, if you like, which we make with them. And what changes it this year is that we'll be affirming our links with the Holy See, since the second part of the meeting will take part in Rome when the bishops of the Holy Land are carrying out their ad limina visit.
Now, as you say, you've been making this kind of visit for a number of years now. Is it possible really to talk about to concrete results of a visit of this kind?
I think it is. There's been an increased awareness, first of all, at the level of the bishops' conferences, and also I think there have been many more pilgrimages encouraged by bishops. It's given them the confidence to say to people, yes, if you have the opportunity to go, please do go. So there's been fruit on a very practical level. It's enabled the life, especially of a place like Bethlehem, to continue, since they rely so heavily, the Christians in Bethlehem, on pilgrims.
Now, the arrival of this Catholic delegation there coincides with the start of President Bush's visit to the Middle East. Now, in the wake of the recent Annapolis conference, do you think that we are any closer to some kind of lasting political solutions for this region?
I cannot read the situation at the moment. I am very conscious that one of the big challenges, and it was brought home to us, I suppose it 12 months ago, I lose track, when we visited Gaza, that unless there's a serious engagement to include Gaza and Hamas, well then you can't see how it could be a completely secure way forward. So there's still an awful lot to be done, of which, in a way, Gaza is the symbol. And of course, in the last few days, there's been problems there. People have died, including people who are not at all involved in any form of violence. So in a way, that remains an open sore, and without addressing it, it's hard to see there being a lasting and secure situation.
As Catholic leaders, of course, you're not there to propose political solutions, and yet it remains so very hard in that part of the world to separate the religious from the political. What kind of solutions, what kind of suggestions perhaps can you be making? You will be meeting with political leaders on this visit.
It always seems to me that you start off, as we go back to Pope Paul VI, of course, who was so instrumental in the great Bethlehem University, you always go back to that challenge, justice, if you want peace, you've got to seek justice, and justice for everybody. And there are elements which in a sense seem quite intractable. The issue that people of the Jewish way and the Muslim way see as central to their existence, a certain small piece of Jerusalem. And in a strange way, I always come back to a theological issue, namely the empty tomb. And the Christians have got to be those who say that the reconciler is the child born of Mary, whom we remember in these days. And somehow we've got to present our Lord as the one who can reconcile and who creates a space for us to respect and know and understand each other.
You mentioned Bethlehem University there, and you will be meeting with the staff and the students of the university. They have been particularly hard hit, haven't they, there, by the construction of this wall, the separation barrier?
Not only by that, they've been affected because of the difficulty of travel, that many of their students have got to travel quite considerable distances day by day. And the blocks to freedom of travel are something which has affected the university life very seriously, as it has done indeed other aspects of life. We also have always got to remember, and the wall is such a massive thing to see, it does seem to have protected Jerusalem from suicide bombs. That's a reality we may never lose sight of. So I always say that the stance which is pro-life is an indivisible stance. You've got to say every life is precious, and you've got to take seriously the respect for every life and its protection.
At the heart of this visit to the Holy Land, there are the pastoral visits to the parishes. Now, of course, there are no big names, no institutions as such that you're visiting. And yet, in a way, it's one of the most important parts of this visit, isn't it, to really share for a very small space of time in the life of local Christians.
Oh, for me, it's always the climax. And in a sense, I don't know where I'm going this year. Last year, I was in Haifa. And for me, the thrill of, I was asked by the bishop, do you want to have the Mass in English so you can join in? Or shall I celebrate in Aramaic? And I said, oh, please, you celebrate in Aramaic, just to experience the Mass in the language of the Lord himself. That's something is very precious. And another year, I was able to go to Nablus, Samaria, the place of the well and the conversation with the woman. So for me, I think that is always the highlight. And it is so clearly appreciated. It's almost embarrassing, you feel, what have we done to deserve such gratitude, and yet it means so much.
You've been listening to Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool talking to Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin.